Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Yeah, I can't hear you. I heard them say unmuted, but I can't hear you right now.
Sean, you said you can't hear me?
I hear you now. You loud and clear right now.
Okay, I'm loud and clear, but wait a minute. I was trying to get my headphones to work, but hold on one second.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm right here.
Hey, what about now? Am I loud and clear now?
You see, you're loud and clear.
Sean, I'm loud and clear now?
Yes, sir. You're loud and clear.
Oh, okay. All right, you guys, goddammit. This show, man, I'm going to kick a lot of game because I didn't got all fired up with my little recent episodes and shit. But welcome to the goddamn show. You know, this is the show for real motherfuckers that want to be pimps and really handle women. I'm your host, Rosebud Bitter Motherfucking Dose. You know, my show, goddamn it, is becoming more and more popular. And it's because of y'all tuning in. Shit. I always give it to you straight, Mac, with no back, like I drank my cognac. And all of you guys know that I'm qualified to do this shit. So what we gonna talk about, let's just face it, when you get really skilled, you get rewards. And for me, having a first degree red belt in mental gymnastics with a concentration on catching bitches is reward enough. But for you, you're gonna get to make some successes. You know, you're gonna do some shit that's going to make some serious successes in your life, and it's going to shape your life. And as your life gets shaped, because you guys are young, a lot of you guys are young. Some of you, you know, some of you up there, but, you know, you can do what I'm saying too. But I'm really talking to you young motherfuckers. See, I'm one of the few highly qualified hosts in all of this internet radio shit that's qualified to show you the ropes on the game. You know, the game, the real game. Now, this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. And actually, a lot of you guys be asking me about that free shit, but I ain't dealing with that free shit no more. It ain't that I got it, don't have it. But what I'm saying is if you actually want it, I mean, I might would send it to you, but not like I was before. I would probably choose one out of 15 and send it every 15 times. Because, you know, that's a lot of work for me. And we've been going a long time. But in reality, believe me, hit me and I'll hit you about the free shit. So, everything happens for a reason, you know, and you can't be hesitant about how you're going to respond when something happens to you. If you're hesitant, it could only mean you're not sure about what you're thinking. But you say to yourself, how could I be sure about it? I didn't even know it was going to happen. Wow, I just wish all you motherfuckers could be in SWU, because that's what we gonna learn, how to be real to yourself as far as what do you believe. Sure, you got a whole bunch of shit you remembered, but what do you believe? That's what we gonna be learning in SWU. I wish all you guys could come to SWU. Sorry, you can't. If you ain't got the course, you can't come. Because you ain't going to be able to understand the shit I'm going to be kicking, and I ain't going to want to answer your bonehead goddamn questions. This is a master's program. Now, for those of you that haven't been in a master's program, what happens in a master's program is, let's say you was learning karate, and you became a black belt, and now you want to be a black belt, has to think of shit, but it's still natural to him. But a red belt, see, that motherfucker don't think of nothing. Well, black, really, a good black belt don't either. But what I'm saying is, a red belt really don't. You try to, you know, do something to one of them motherfuckers, they already know and they stop you, blah, blah, blah. That's how they gonna be the graduates of SWU. They're going to be able to think on their feet, which I'm sure a lot of them do now. But the way to make thinking on your feet and thinking alpha work for you is a technique that I haven't shared with anybody. And I'm only going to share these things I talk about that are right now. I'm only going to share the real answers to SWU. I don't give a damn about people that keep faking, talking about whatever the hell they talking about. I'm good with that. I ain't mad at you, man, but I ain't going for none of that goddamn shit. You know, if that's where you coming from, I am happy for your ass. But don't come to me talking no shit about, you know, I know you, whatever, but let me get it. No, you can't get into school unless you got the course. Period. That's just it. And I only got about 15 spots left, and, you know, those spots are very important to me, and I'm really going to choose them wisely. Private number, what's up with you?
Rosebud, Treyon from Japan, man. What's going on?
Treyon, what's happening, man? Hey, man, I see you guys in there on that board kicking it like real dudes, man. That shit is so dope, man. That shit, hey, Treyon, that shit is dope. What's up, man?
Yeah, man, we're chopping it up in that group. It's good shit. But
yeah.
I had a question for you today, man. And
come on.
That is, I know that you came obviously from the game, and you worked in the corporate environment for some time. So my question was, as an alpha male, what mindset did you adopt to be able to work in that corporate environment?
Oh, bro, let me tell you, that's a really good question, man. And it's, I got the answer, too. Check it out, man. When you work in a corporate environment, you understand there's a chain of command. Now,
right.
I never got to where I was, like, at the top, except for when I was doing this. Well, I did. Let me go on with what I'm saying, because I remember when I was telemarketing, I was part owner of that because I was so goddamn good. But the mindset, the actual things that made me succeed, you will not believe it, but every single situation that happened in the corporate world, no matter what it was, I related it to some pimping. Check this out. So, You are now, initially I couldn't do that. I had a hard time. And what I learned how to do that was when I started going up the ladder in the workforce, and I started seeing how to get more and how to, you know, get more recognition. But what you do, first of all, if it's in sales like I was in, you become the baddest ass salesman. And what you do when you're selling is you fucking develop your own style. See, people think I be that was watching, looking at those videos with me and Simple and shit, that I was angry. Man, no, that's my style. Because when I was fucking selling, I used to argue with the, look, this is not going to work for you. Now, you sound like the kind of person, then I would explain some shit to them. Now, right now, they think they are arguing with me. But what I'm doing is in a very aggressive way, telling them why they cannot qualify to do this. Now, Treyon, if this is a person on the phone that don't know you, and you tell them they don't qualify for something, what do you think their response going to be?
Yeah, they're going to try and tell you how they do qualify.
And that's exactly what they did. They would all start telling me how they do qualify, and I would say, no, I didn't work with people like you, and you know what? And then I would hang up on them. I would hang up in their face. And them motherfuckers, my name was James Jackson then. You know, you had a fake names when you're doing telemarketing and shit. But then they would call back and ask for James Jackson. And they would ask me, why did you hang up on me? Because I know that I don't want to sell you nothing. You know, if you want to buy this and if you want to know about this, then I got it to sell and I know all about it. But about, you know, talking to you to make you buy it, that creates buyer's remorse. And people just return it. And I don't feel like wasting my time. So if you're ready to go, let's go. I got my card right here. That's what they would say. And that shit would take like 5 minutes. And I've always told you motherfuckers, I'm not taking no long time to do shit. And I actually learned how to do that. And I developed that. And I started seeing how you got to play. That's like pimps do. You got to play your way to everything. You got to play this motherfucker into thinking that they doing the exact opposite of what you telling them to do. But since you know they going to do that, if you wanted them to sit down, you'll be saying, you better keep your ass standing. And that motherfucker ain't going to do nothing but sit down. But that's thinking like a pimp. That's thinking like a motherfucker that want to handle shit instead of shit handling him. So, Treyon, you asked me this question, and I ain't forgot right. it. I'm just thoroughly answering it. The mindset that you have to have, if you a dude like me, is that you can control wherever you at right now like you controlled it in your life. Otherwise, when I first started selling, I wasn't selling worth a fuck. And these motherfuckers was around me selling. And I was, you know me, I'm a comparing motherfucker. And they just was way better than me. And I was like, God damn. And I would try to, you know, walk around the room and listen to who was selling, listen to how they was doing. But, you know, they all got their own style. And one day, I took a break. I'm telling you guys, you got to understand defining moments in your life. They happen all the time. No one's going to say, this is a defining moment, and you should really pay attention. Because if you ain't, the shit will pass you up. Because I took a break, a smoke break, and I didn't even smoke then. I just took a smoke break, and I'm out. And this dude named Kennedy, I'll never forget him. He came out. And Kennedy, he used to kill them. I'm talking about when people trying to get three, he had 15 every day. And he came out, and I said, dang, man, you be tearing their ass up. He said, shit, I don't make love to him on the phone. And, you know, if you were a sucker, you would say, what do you mean by that? And that motherfucker would have said, oh, no, I wouldn't have told you shit. But you know what I said? I start thinking like a pimp. If I'm around some other pimp, I ain't finna goddamn ask that motherfucker what he talking about. I'm finna, you know, make a situation. So I told him, yeah, man, I try not to make love to him either, man. But, you know, that shit is hard. He said, James, the way you don't make love to him is you act like they don't fucking deserve to be do what you quit selling. You know, make them buy. If you stop selling, if you stop all that making love, you'll realize that they either want to buy or not. Now, he telling me this shit because I'm kicking it with him like I'm a motherfucker that knows telemarketing. And I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about making love on the phone. But my guess, that's why I say you can't put nothing by me because I'm going to be adding shit. My guess was correct. You know, it's staying on the phone, you know, whispering to them, you know, talking to them, having like a 30-minute conversation. And then they say, well, I'll think about it. Kennedy told me if you take 90 seconds before, because it was like a 15-minute spiel. He said, if you take 90 seconds before you start getting into the frame of mind of hanging up, then you just going to be on the phone making love. And I say, man, I don't stay on the phone talking to nobody, man. I get off. I'm lying. He said, well, man, sometimes you just got to get in the groove. Because we talking about why I ain't making no sales. Now, I'm totally lying to him. And then when I go back in after the break, I'm on the phone, and I mean, but I got this making love to him statement in my mind. And then it clicked. Making love means you being too nice. Be chicken shit. And I started being chicken shit. I start hanging up on motherfuckers. And I start telling them shit just enough to make them want it. Then I hang up 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and them motherfuckers call back. What I'm saying is, if I wouldn't have never put the shit together to where I could understand it, I would have never excelled in it. And then that was a selling job. When I got into the management job, they weren't women hoes, but I start thinking of them like I have a gang of hoes, and I was giving everybody assignments. It was easy for me to oversee. I think we had 12 motherfuckers, all ace techs for McDonald's. But I was the ace tech because I was the supervisor. And I didn't even know how to fix them goddamn machines when I started working there. And within a year, I got promoted to the quality maintenance team, which is motherfuckers that just travel around going all over the country, going to McDonald's, checking their syrup system for Coca-Cola. Man, I grew like that. But, Treon, and here again is the answer, which I gave it to you. I just said all this shit to explain it. You have to make the shit to where you understand it. So otherwise, Treon, that's what we're going to be doing in the class. So otherwise, how do I make everything I think as to the way I, you know, think? I'm going to show you how, man. That's how you go master what you doing. You already did the bachelor's. You got the undergraduate shit. You didn't did everything that an undergrad would do, but now you're going to go into your master's program. Do you think a motherfucking undergrad that was studying radiology go into his master class talking about electricity?
It's going to be some different shit.
No. Do answer that question. Do you think a motherfucker that has mastered radiology, got a bachelor's in radiology, is going to go in his master's class talking about electricity?
No, because he studied radiology.
You goddamn right. So what I'm saying is when you in that class, it's not about nothing else but that male confidence shit. So everything you say, Treon, I'm giving you some game. Everything you say, I mean, you say it off the top of your head. But before you say post, you make sure it represents this confidence we're talking about. And you explain how it represents this confidence. That shit makes the instructor see you know what you're talking about, even if it's not what I would have said or what I think. The fact that you made the statement, then you qualified your statement, and then you even clarified your statement, show me you just had an opinion and you went with your opinion, bro. That's how that go, man. And you got to understand that. That's how you get straight A's, man. I'm giving you some student game because you know I got a fucking 4.0 in my master's program using what I'm telling you now. Hey, man, I'm putting you back in, Treon. I got another 832. Hey, 832, hold on 1 second, 832.
Code.
Go ahead, 832.
Nah, man, it's
this
Drew Ball. I ain't got much to say. What's up? But I want to say this.
Come on.
All that shit you just said was nicely stated, my guy. That shit was like accurate as it gets. I had the press want to tell you that. That shit was beautiful.
What? What was beautiful? I say so much shit.
Everything you just told Trayon about pretty much sells because I'm an insurance broker, so I sell insurance. I understand my mindset.
Oh, okay.
My mindset. And when you were talking about being chicken shit, the fear of rejection and all that shit you was putting out there, shit was beautiful. That was some
beautiful
shit,
okay,
man.
So you said as far as sales go, you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, how you said you related that to pimping, and then how you actually started, you know, how you pretty much got the game out the guy when you just agreed with what he was saying, and he starts spilling shit. See, that's some secretive shit that motherfuckers don't know. When motherfuckers come bring you game, if you act like you don't know, they're not going to tell you. But if you agree with them, and I learned
not agree with them. When you say something that they can see, that you see what they talking about, they'll open up. I didn't agree with him. I just said, yeah, man, I try not to make love to them motherfuckers who want to be on the phone making love. I mean, that's just me talking. You know, I'm picking up when he say you don't want to make love. But when I act like I know what he's talking about, you know, I'm playing my hand, man.
Yeah, that shit is a very, very, that's a powerful-ass method, man. And I heard you speak that shit for about 10 minutes straight, and I was like, man, listeners got to rewind and go back to the archives and hear that shit. Because that's the key to life. Man, that's the key to life.
Hey, man, I'm not, bro, the thing is, I had a reference, and my reference was my established pimp record. So I referenced that. A lot of people don't have references. So what I'm saying is, it's very difficult for people to just hear what I just said and then try to pull it out of their lives. The only way they can is if they can see it and then they can relate it to something that they're actually doing, then they can doggone get more out of it. But what they need to do at this point is get to the point to where you can think like this. Because this is after I had quit pimping, man. I had already been a motherfucker. I had already controlled a gang of bitches. I had already bought Rolls Royce's cash. You know, I had already did all kind of shit. So it wasn't about anything except... That's it. Wait a minute, man. You got something going on. I can't be dealing with it. Hey, Sean, I got you on here, too. I'm sorry, man. You can put you back in, too, man. Hey, it's just about me dealing with the growth that I'm about to experience by, like I said in one of the videos I made, you don't be mad at me because I know how to take my shit with me. Because I was a carpenter. Apprentice, before I became a pimp. I quit carpentry and became a pimp. And I was so sprung on the pimping, I realized after I got the pimping that I could use my talent of carpentry. So I stopped building houses and started building stables for motherfucking hoes. Don't be mad at me because I could take my talent with me. And after I quit pimping, I took my talent with me. Everybody I fuck with, I don't handle them like they hoes, disrespectful, but I handle them like I'm in a position of leading, and this makes me think like I'm the pimp motherfucker that I am. So if I'm in the position of leading, I'm going to always have the well thought out thing to say and do. That's why... I know you guys that fuck with me know it, but you motherfuckers that fuck with Simple probably go, oh shit, I think I got 2,000 more motherfucking followers. You know, I know some of them motherfuckers is going to be, you know, buying my shit. But after a while, man, I don't even want to go through that shit to get that shit. So, what are you saying, Rosebud? What the fuck I'm saying is this. You got to understand how to play. You can't get emotional unless some motherfucker play you into telling them everything you think. I'm a hell of a player. Motherfuckers don't believe it. You know why they don't believe it and they've dealt with me? Because they didn't even see they got played. Because that's what real players do. That's why when they get back in the environment of wherever they play, nobody's mad at them. They just, you know, there. And you know, now and whoop whoop, hey, what's up, blah, blah, blah. Ain't nobody saying, motherfucker, you played. Don't nobody even know he played. That's playing. Woo-hoo. 609, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Rosebud?
Nothing,
hey,
man. What's happening with you?
Hey, ain't much, man. I just want to ask, you know, your advice and everything. I'm a first-time listener, but I used to listen to some of your old stuff. And right now, I'm actually in the middle of this situation that I got going on right now. So this is what it is, man. I got my girl and her best friend, right? So they got a living situation that it ain't going too well. So pretty much, you know, they got to find either a new place to stay at or fix the situation. The situation, basically what it is they got an infestation in the crib. So what my question is to you, I'm trying to basically show that confidence and show them that reassurance that the situation will get handled the right way. But as I'm telling them,
check it out.
Yeah.
Hold up.
All right.
Let me show you why you ain't got no goddamn confidence, and you ain't going to be able to show them bitches that shit. Because
okay.
listen to how you trying to explain to me your problem
okay.
without saying what your problem is, leaving me to guess. Why the fuck would you do that?
Because, you know, like, it's...
It's so personal. Hold up, bro. Ain't nobody asked you about you. I asked you about why would you do that, and you finna come running some goddamn bullshit by me that I ain't trying to hear because I'm trying to show you something. And if you don't see it now, after running from the question I just asked you, that was straight coward shit you just did, man. And you was going to tell me how when you handle shit, you handle it strongly or whatever the fuck. You don't do shit. You do what you're doing now. You punk out. Now open your goddamn mouth first. Start over. Open your fucking mouth and tell me what you want to ask me. But tell me the goddamn particulars so that I can give you a real answer. Or get your ass off the phone. I can't help you if you ain't going to be real with me.
Okay. Okay, I respect that. So my question is, how do I show basically I'm doing it again.
Stop. You know why you can't say what you're trying to say? Because you still punking out. Nigga, open your mouth and say, first of all, man, this is the situation. Woo-woo-woop is going on. Woo-woo-woop happened. And now I'm in a position of where woo-woo-woop need to happen. And I'm trying to see how to make woo-woo-woop happen. So, you know, keep everything smooth if that's what you're talking about. Or if you tell my shit, you fuck with both of them. I don't know what the fuck you'd want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Basically,
talk.
Yeah,
hey, man up and talk. Come on.
I mean, I want to explain the situation, but it's just like it's weird for me to explain the situation. But
yeah, because wait. You know why it's weird for you to explain the situation?
Because I usually don't, you know, what I mean, tell you know someone
because you ain't used to telling the truth, bro. It's because you ain't used to telling the truth.
I
you
want to
tell the
truth.
You want to tell, hey, you want to tell the truth right now. But you're so used to lying, you stumbling through what you're saying or want to say because, you know, you want to say the truth, but the lies want to come out. Take a fucking deep breath and tell the goddamn truth. Whatever the fuck is happening is really happening. So why would you bullshit about it?
Well, I'm not really bullshitting about it. I just...
Hey, bro.
It's weird to explain the situation.
You think you're not bullshitting.
Can I just explain the situation
so
we can...
Come on. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so basically my girl, she has a... Her and her roommate, they have an infant station at their house. So they're trying to figure out what
her
they want
who?
To do.
Wait a minute, man.
Her
and her bro mate?
No. Her girl, it's a female. Her best friend.
Okay.
They live together.
Okay. Okay.
They have
go ahead.
Infestation at their house. So they're
what?
They're
what? Wait.
To
what?
Me
wait.
To
infestation.
Provide.
Infestation of bugs?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, all right. So basically, they're looking for the reinsurance from me of about the situation, and I've. On my end, I feel that I've been providing that, but it's still like they're just
stop.
You know what I mean? It's
stop.
Not getting to them.
Stop. They're looking from you
okay.
for you to get an exterminator.
Well, they're looking for reinsurance from me, basically saying that I can't.
What is
the
reinsurance,
situation.
Man? What do you mean when you say reinsurance?
I mean, basically resolve the issue and move on from it. But
so stop,
chose...
man, stop. Stop.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So just stop. Listen, man. Just listen. So,
okay.
I mean, I don't need to hear all your words. Either you know what's going on, which is there's an infestation, and they are looking to you to handle it, which means getting an exterminator. I don't need all your dramatic ass descriptions. It means getting an exterminator, bro. Don't it? Ain't that what you gonna do if you do anything? Stop.
Yes.
So when I stop. So what I'm saying is when I asked you what is reinsurance, instead of you saying, well, they want me to get an exterminator so we can talk, you wanna start explaining some goddamn bullshit. Don't do that from here on out, man. Quit being afraid of being real. All you motherfuckers listening, the shit that he doing is what all you motherfuckers do. Because you're scared to be truthful about your goddamn self. Now, you came on and you told what was going on after me stabbing you in your neck with a knife 7 times. Then you say, okay, man, okay, I'll tell you. And you told me what's going on. Now, go on with your story, bro. You got a bro that has a roommate. They got an infestation, and they want you to take care of it. Go from there.
Okay. All right. So I provided solutions for them for this, but it's still not clicking.
Bro,
like it's still.
Bro. If you provided one solution, there wouldn't be an infestation. But you're sitting here saying you provide solutions, plural, meaning more than one. Why would that be necessary would be my question. Why would
because
that be
they
necessary?
Because they don't want to go through with the plans that I have put in place.
Hey, wait. Do you have an exterminator telling you what to do to get rid of these motherfucking bugs? Or are you telling them what to do to get rid of these bugs?
I have an exterminator.
So why are you telling them what to do? Why do you have solutions?
Basically because they feel that the landlord should take care of it.
Don't start answering me with the answer me with the bullshit. If you got an exterminator gonna do his job, which is exterminate the bugs, he's got the solution. So it would seems to me the only thing you gonna do is pay that motherfucker. Which would eliminate you having to have the solutions. Do you see that?
Kind of, in a way.
Okay, I ain't talking to you no more. Because if you kind of see that, you ain't going to never understand what the fuck is going on. If you going to pay a goddamn exterminator to exterminate, you must be saying when he leaves, it can be some bugs in the house. For you to say kinda.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, why would you say
kinda then? Because the way how you just said it.
You said it. I didn't say
it. Don't I have the solution? If I'm paying them for it, so I have the solution.
Hey, listen, stop. If you paying for it and you saying that is the solution, do you remember my question to you is if you have the solution, then it's done. My question is, why do you have solutions, plural? Because I addressed that you slow, man, and you don't listen. I already addressed that because I said before I put my statement down that if you have the solution, that means you've done whatever it needs to be done to take care of the situation. So then you wouldn't need another solution. Therefore, you would need plural solutions. Do you remember me telling you that?
Yeah. But
okay. So, brother, it sounds like I'm fussing you out. But if you just listen and you fucking understand what I'm trying to tell you, you'll see how you're full of shit and you cause your own problems. Because in reality, you still haven't said what the problem is, what the deal. We do know it's an infestation. You pay, you will pay, blah, blah, blah. What are you trying to find out?
What I'm trying to find out is because I'm willing to do all these things, but they don't want to go with the plan. So to my original question.
All right, man. So evidently you just feel like saying the plan. What is the fucking plan?
Well, basically just paying. They don't want me to dish out money for the exterminator because they feel like the landlord should be taking care of that. So
okay,
but
listen to this, man. Listen to this. What kind of motherfucker are you, man? If them bitches want to live around bugs, then let them. Fuck them. Let the landlord do it. Motherfucker, you supposed to say what you said. Look, baby, I'll handle this with the exterminator. And no, I want the exterminator. All right. I want the landlord. All right. Let the landlord do it. Then live with them bugs. I just ain't coming over here. You know, you're going to have to meet me at my house. You're going to have to meet me in a motel. Because I ain't coming over to no motherfucking bug's house.
You just tell the bitch that shit. No, ain't that a bitch. You know what? Two things. I see how me always wanting to lace motherfuckers that call me is a problem. Because if I would have let you go head on and say your story straight without interrupting you, I'd have been done with this call. Because I'd have told you you're a damn fool. Why would you keep trying to make a bitch let you help them? You trying to help this bitch. And she making you go through changes to help her? And you going through them? Man, come on, man. Get up. No, I'm just saying, hey, you see how fast we'd have handled that? If I would have motherfucking just let you talk. But no, man, you guys are so soft and so slow, I be trying to help. And I should have just let you go ahead on and say it. You punk motherfucker. Hey, stop being a punk, man. Start standing up. Do what you think. I ain't saying if you think to go rape 3 girls and shoot them in the head, go do it. I ain't saying that shit. But I'm saying when you thinking about life and life's events as they happen, you better be able to do what the fuck you think or else you'll let shit happen and then you'll be saying, oh, I should have, after it's over. And you might be dead thinking that shit. I'm just being real, bro, putting you back in. Hey, Brooklyn Sean, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you? Hey, let me tell you this, man. Wait. Just like I told Trayon, you motherfuckers is kicking it.
And you know that.
Y'all kicking it. Hey, but one-liners, not going deep into whatever you respond, no matter if it's your response. Hey, do you like ice cream? And your response is, hell yeah. Hey, don't leave it at that. Man, when I was a kid, the biggest thing we could get was ice, whatever story you got to tell to verify what the fuck you talking about is what's going on,
break
man.
Break it all the way down.
I'll tell you why this is important, you know, later on in the class. I can't wait. We ain't got but 2 more weeks, man. Hey, we finna get busy. Hey, but go ahead. What you want, man?
Oh, I was just going to tell that kid, because I don't know if he even caught what you were saying. I wanted to tell that kid if he has a solution, which is to get the exterminator, and he told her the solution, and she don't want to take the solution, that's on her. You know, it's nothing else to talk about. Good luck with your plan. That's on her. And Casey ain't catch all that.
Hey, Sean. Sean. See, what I'm saying is, let's say that shit happened with you. And you already thinking, if the motherfucker don't go for this, then good luck with her plan. What I'm saying is, how quickly would you let that bitch know that good luck? And you ain't got nothing else to do with it. I'm saying, go ahead. How quickly, Sean?
Oh, that's instant. I'm going to say it one time. Oh, that's what's going on? This is what your option is. She ain't even going to tell me about waiting for some. I'm not interested in that. That's the end of that conversation.
Hey, Sean. And all you motherfuckers, check this out. Sean, see, to be a real motherfucker that don't think, you should have said why, you know, you ain't gonna go for it, whatever it is, you ain't gonna go. So say what you said again. And then before I get the chance to ask you anything, say why you think like this. Say what experience that you went through.
So I'm gonna tell you like
this. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I would tell her, all right, this is the problem, so we're going to get this exterminator, and that'll solve the problem. And she'll say either yes or no, and then if she wants to, whatever she wants to do, she can go ahead and do it. My part of the conversation is finished. My experience is that if I have a solid solution and I give it to you and you don't want my solid solution that I know is going to work, then I'm opening myself to foolishness. You want me to come up with 5, 10 solid solutions.
There you go, motherfucker. There you go. It keeps you out of the bullshit. Hey, Sean. Sean, this is what we gonna learn, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you wasn't thinking like that, that's what you got a motherfucker like me for. Because I done been through all that shit 17 times. You know, hey, it ain't about yes, sir. You deserve everything I'm doing because you done went through the BA, you know, all that. Even though I know, you know,
yes,
where
sir.
You at with that. But you did it because at least you trying to live it. You know, so you see you in the group, so, nigga. You know, see what I think. But
yes, sir. Yes,
you got
sir.
You got anything else, man?
No, I just want to say I'm having a great time in the group already. We ain't even started. I'm having a great time kicking the shit around. This is going to be fun, man.
Hey, wait. Now you didn't fucked up. What's so cool about it?
Well, the cool thing
don't,
is
hey, Sean, don't give up nothing you're doing. Just say what's so cool about it.
Well, to start, everybody, we all have the same goal, right? And we all take a different approach
right.
to the same goal. And some people are earlier on their journey, and some people are a little bit deeper on their journey. So we're kicking around different
right.
perspectives. So it's not necessarily a right or wrong. It's more of this is what I did, and it's what works for me. So I might learn some shit from Trayon, and Trayon might be like, yo, I ain't even really think about things like that. So it's like we kicking around the shit so much that I might have something that works for me, but after he said that, now I got two things because I'm going to use that shit Trayon just said.
Stop. Okay, that's enough, motherfucker. Hey, all you guys that's listening, that's what the fuck you missing. You know, these motherfuckers is interacting with motherfuckers that want what they want. They interacting with motherfuckers that's going to do what they do. Not that they need to be agreeing in what to do. They just do what they think. And that's what they're going to do that's in common. Each of them, for even if they got the same situation. I mean, we both got a woman that don't want to do shit but lay in the bed, blah, blah, blah. I'm in Cincinnati. He in motherfucking Philadelphia. And we talking about it. And we got our own situation and we spitting our own shit about it. Something going to be different. Something going to help each of us. And that's what we got going. Sean, that's dope, man. Is that all you got, man?
Yes, for now it is, sir.
You know it, man. So, I want you guys to understand, you know, I got MP3s. I got the how-to on catching. I mean, how to do this, how to do that, blah, blah, blah. I mean, in various real-life situations, all the way down to the actual words used and what to expect from using these words. Now, you would only do that if you was one of them God, I better not say this, but I can't help it. If you're one of them goddamn sinful followers, you buy one of my tools and you would learn it word for word and you try to use it. And you'd be getting back at me to them, man, your shit don't work. Because I don't want you to fucking use the words I use on the tools verbatim. They're just a template. Otherwise, if you went to the place where you make business cards and they gave you a template and it said Harry so-and-so at so-and-so drive with so-and-so phone number, business so-and-so, I'm saying, would you motherfucking put that shit on your card? No, you wouldn't. Where Harry's name is, you put your name, and so on and so forth. Otherwise, that's all the tools are, templates. And if you can use a tool and make one conversation in your own words, and you go use it, you'll have, let's say you was 10 miles from your house when you used it. And after you used it on your way home, those 10 miles You're going to think of shit, even if you don't think you're thinking of shit. You're going to think of shit that's going to give you 50 ways to use that goddamn conversation. Why? Because you use the template. And the template actually showed you what to do as far as develop that conversation. And that's what they for. And if you use them like that, man, shit. If you use them like that, it's going to come to you like that. So, you know what, goddammit? You motherfuckers has got me spitting so much shit this evening that I haven't even got to what I really want to talk about yet. God damn, man. Why would you motherfuckers fuck with me like that, man? So listen. Last week, and all the, first of all, you guys know to call in. If you want to talk, call in. 657-383-0809. Push 1, and I'm going to holler at you. But other than that, I mean, on the Down and Dirty Show, we going to talk about problems in the game. You know, we going to talk about how to deal with them goddamn problems, and we going to talk about how to progress up the ladder of success in the game. You know, I'm going to really be straight about that from now on. This show is for motherfuckers that want to be pimps. If you want to be a pimp, then this show is for you. The Down and Dirty Show is for pimps or potential pimps who want to become motherfucking lady magnets. And it's for pimps who's already pimps who want to have more game under their belts. I mean, this is not for motherfuckers who want to be grown males playing dress up, pretending to be this, pretending to be that. You know, last week, you know, we started talking about some shit, you know, and then shit, you know, went on with me during, in the past week that really got me on this pimp shit. Last, you know, we really got into it concerning the game. And I hope you don't think it's going to be any fucking different this week. We got a station. I'm claiming it. I put my name on it. And this is where we can really kick it. This is where we can really kick it. And if you want to kick it, and if you're curious as to what SWU is about, it's about, because it's going to be part of being in that motherfucking goddamn group, coming out, opening your mouth, and speaking. It's about that. You know, I've been asked to go deeper into, you know, what I'm doing with y'all, which I ain't. I told you I was only going to give you enough to want to fuck with me. But with my SWU group, I'm going so fucking deep. Anyway, tonight, I really want to talk about, you know, the things that, you know, you need to do to establish in your own mind if you are down. And I also want to talk about what to do. I might not talk about this, but I kind of want to talk about what to do with a bitch besides fuck her. Shit. You guys do know there's more to having a woman, you know, than catching her. I'm sure you know that. And you better realize that the actual game of cat and mouse has only begun when you catch her. Whatever you showed her in the beginning, however you talk shit, whatever you made her think about you, is what you're going to have to continue to show her motherfucking ass during the whole relationship. So if you want to front and you want to act like this big bad guy, you better be willing to do that all the way through that relationship. Because the moment she sees you not this guy, she's going to realize you a fake. And she's going to charge you for faking on her. Most of you motherfuckers forget that there is actually going to be some kind of interaction besides sex with this woman. So that's why we're going to talk about this shit tonight. I'm going to detail this in a MP. Well, I might. I don't know. I want to see all you motherfuckers grow into old men, old and prosperous men. And the only way that's going to happen is for a lot of you motherfuckers to have a significant other. If you have a significant other, then, of course, you feel complete. I'm not mad at you for that because, believe me, man, I don't really think like that, but I certainly ain't trying to be by myself. Many of you motherfuckers do think like that. But when you start pimping, you don't supposed to stop thinking like that. You're just supposed to know that that significant other can be three or four bitches. You don't stop thinking like what a man desire want to fuck his woman. You just know when you think to fuck this bitch, and what makes you want to fuck her is that that bitch will do anything and bring you the money. That make your dick hard. And when you don't see her like that, why should she see you like this motherfucker you trying to be seen as and you ain't really fucking her? Because what I'm saying is, unless you a monk, you fucking somebody. Now, what makes it cool for you to fuck a bitch that ain't paying you? And you tell your bitch to never fuck a motherfucker that ain't paying you. Come on. See, this is some real shit. So, you know, we're going to be talking about standing on it. We're going to be talking about seeing through muddy water and spotting dry land tonight. You know, we're going to be seeing a lot of shit, man. I know you have personal desires. So check this out. There is no right one for you. You got to quit thinking that. There's no right one for you. The only thing you can do is do right by yourself. Make yourself quality. And then when you run into whoever, you got to be willing to mold this goddamn woman. No matter what she got or thinks she got or didn't know or thinks she know, you got to be able to mold her. If you can't, then you're just playing a game that's going to wear out. In, I don't know, 10 years, maybe 15 years, might be 20 years, but it's going to wear out. Because the only right one is the one that accepts you. And the only one that you want to accept you is one that you see you can accept. Yeah, Rosebud, what that got to do with hoes? The same fucking thing. Just because you're having this hoe and you know she ain't got to be here, you know, like a wife or whatever. But what I'm saying is you're supposed to think like this so you can do all the things a man gonna do to have a bitch. Because that's all a pimp really do. All they do is guide this motherfucker, tell this motherfucker about any kind of problem that come up, make that motherfucker bow to his ass as far as paying him the way he wants. He do the shit that real motherfuckers do, period. That's the truth. If you develop a strong perspective on this fucking game that you talk about you want to be in, or a perspective just strong on yourself, at the same time, you're going to be developing a fucking personality to match. So, I guess I just supposed to be on here talking, you know, bring up all this shit. You know, motherfuckers ain't got shit to say. They just going to listen. That's what's wrong with you, motherfucker. I see you, 443. You know, I see you ain't letting me say shit. Wait a minute, hold up. What the fuck is going on? Now let me click on you, man. Oh, there you go.
What's up, man?
I got a question.
What's happening with you?
What do you do?
what do you do with a girl who has a boyfriend or says she has a boyfriend, but she's still, like, fucking with you or doing extra shit? Like, even if I'm not even, like, trying to go after her, like, how do I handle that?
Well, first, since you are, you know, entertaining it, go to the nearest mortuary and buy your motherfucking ass a casket. Because my question is, with all the goddamn bitches out there, why would you fuck with a bitch that you know have a motherfucking man?
I give you a situation.
I know. Hold on. Let me ask you something else. What the fuck do you think that motherfucker's going to do when he find out that you fucking with her? Slap the shit out the bitch because the bitch knows she got a man better than you do. Do you think he going to slap the shit out of her? Or is he going to get his gun and shoot your motherfucking ass?
Right. So, but I hit this other girl up.
Fuck you. Fuck all the shit you saying because you didn't answer the question.
Oh, he's going to shoot me. I'm not trying to go. I don't know how crazy he might be.
So my question initially was, why are you fucking with a bitch that you know got a man?
So I hit this single girl up to come smoke with me in my car, and when I go meet the single girl, the girl with the boyfriend is hanging around, and she comes over and invites herself.
Hey, bro. Let me ask you this. If you're in a crosswalk and you walking across the street in the crosswalk and you kind of walking against the light, and you get your ass ran over, does it matter why you was walking in the crosswalk at that time?
Nah.
So why would it matter what that fucking bitch did?
It doesn't. It's what I didn't do or did do.
So listen. So what I'm saying is, and what I'm trying to get all you fucking weak motherfuckers to see, is that you don't ever think truthfully. You think in such a lying fashion that you'll get yourself killed lying to yourself. Because what I'm saying, bro, if you would have thought of the points that we brought out, why would you fuck with a goddamn married woman? And, you know, what do you think a motherfucker gonna do when he find out? I mean, if you'd have thought all that shit, would you be trying to figure out a way to fuck with that bitch?
I would not.
So what I'm saying is, if you would have thought of the truth, you would have came to whatever conclusion, but I bet it wouldn't be to fuck with a bitch that can get you killed. Then all you going to do is get some pussy, and you already can fuck with other bitches? The fuck is up with you, man? Hey, besides all that, bro, besides all that, if you let a bitch that you spoke to come and interrupt something you doing without you checking that bitch, don't you see I'm busy? Get your, you know, you supposed to have said that to that bitch. Hey, brother, I'm only trying to show you how to be the motherfucker that called the shots. You motherfuckers are so used to the bitches calling the shots that you don't even realize when you doing it. I think of this kind of shit, and I ain't never doing it. The only thing I'm going to do is open the door for my woman. I'm going to pull a chair out for her. I'm going to make sure that bitch is, you know, comfortable and seated and all that kind of goddamn shit. I'm going to be the male escort as far as that go. But about me kissing that bitch ass, of letting her say some shit to me, or like that fucking Nick Simple said, I can't talk loud in my house because I'm married. Man, ain't that a bitch? Ain't none of that goddamn shit true. I am Bud, and Bud do what Bud think. And what I'm trying to get you guys to see through these phone conversations is that you guys lie to yourself. You won't Think honestly. When you listen to Sean, you hear him. And the reason he sound cool is because he ain't lying to himself. So I listen to Sean, and I'm just trying to tear his fucking shit up. Fucking motherfucker. Sharp-ass goddamn. You know, I be thinking like that. Because I want to tear his ass up because he's sharp. And the only way a motherfucker sharp going to get sharper is to get his ass tore up every once in a while. And that motherfucker gets sharper and sharper and sharper till he can't get his ass tore up. And that's when that motherfucker going to be a graduate. Diploma. Got the hoodie. I bought shit for my school. The hoodie. The t-shirt. The hat. The socks. This shit. Because I'm serious. I want to reward motherfuckers that go through what they're going through with me. All right, caller, you got anything else or is that it?
That's it. I appreciate the truth, bud. Put me back in.
You know it. See, all I want you to understand is I know that, you know, you got respect for what I've done in the game. And probably you got respect for what I'm doing now. But you got to understand there's no precise definition of what we're doing. Because we're talking about the ways of pimps, alpha men. It can't be categorized as how to be a pimp or how to be an alpha man. You got to know things. They don't always happen by the book. And you only going to realize and understand this when things happen to you in life, real time, and they're not what you expected to happen. But by being an alpha motherfucker, you'll deal with it in stride. Otherwise, something happened, you're on a hike, and you taking this step, and something happens that you didn't expect, by the time you put your foot down the next step, you done already came up with what to do. This is what we after. This is so fucking dope. I am so happy. I got fucking 2 weeks to go, and I'm finna start busting on my motherfucking alumni. Them motherfuckers gonna be some fucking Minutemen. All you remember the Minutemen in the war, whatever fucking war. the motherfuckers are gonna be the Minutemen, and they gonna just motherfucking be patrolling their motherfucking thoughts. They gonna be patrolling them motherfuckers even when they ain't on patrol. Why? Because that's how a thinking motherfucker do. That's the only. They've all accepted that the one drawback from what we gonna be learning in SWU, and I better post that this in there and let y'all know. But the one drawback from being in SWU is gonna be you ain't gonna be able to. It's not. I ain't gonna say you ain't gonna be able to. It's just gonna be hard for you to stop thinking so you can go to sleep. It's so fucking hard to do that, man. You just got too much on your mind, and when you lay down, you think of something else. You was thinking of whatever you was thinking of when you sat on the bed to get in it. And then as soon as your head hit the pillow, and you say, you start thinking of something totally different. That's the way it is. That's the way we live. So if you want to fucking benefit from these goddamn podcasts, you got to leave definitions alone so you can be productive. There is a such thing as max and players and hustlers and all of these names, but all of them counterproductive when it comes to understanding who you are. When you let someone lead you with potential information, you become a mark. So if you come out in these streets trying to figure out what shit is, you're going to be led by whoever sounds like they got the answer. You don't want that. See, I never hear of any of you asking what that word means or how can you stop being a mark. But you know a mark is a motherfucker. It's just simple as when you look like you can be played, they just put a mark on your jacket so that whoever sees you know you can be played. You marked. You're a mark. That's how it goes. See, what you guys do to show that you marks is you let a motherfucker that don't know nothing about the life, you let the motherfucker tell you about different shit, tell you different stories, and you buy into the idea that you could do this shit without going outside your house like this motherfucker. You know, this guy or these people, they must have been some great salesmen. They had to be. How else could they get you to believe in a such thing as a pickup artist? All of you wonder why I get so pissed when you let me know you don't trust that I will deliver what I offer. And then you go out and buy PUA shit. And you don't never complain to the seller of that shit that he ripped you off. Because you never can catch them. They never fucking respond to your emails. I did. It's just ridiculous to think that you can learn the definition of a word and then decide that you are this definition without ever going into the realm of where this definition takes place. That's why my MP3s are going to just be so dope. They're going to go. They've been going over just good. So, if you want to know what a Mac does, you got to listen to something on Mackin', I guess. But if, really, I don't know. Maybe you do want to know this. See, not one of you out there really want to be a Mac. If you really knew what it was. You know why a Mac is a motherfucker who's truly, he's really not scared of women. He can hold a conversation with 2-3 women at the same time and be getting at all of them without them even realizing it. Do any of you believe you have that much nerve? Can any one of you motherfuckers see yourself being sharp enough to entertain multiple women at the same time and be willing to risk being seen in public with one of them by the other? See, this is what's really going on. You know, you guys can't even have two girlfriends or a girlfriend and a side piece or whatever y'all call them. You know, now that I'm, you know, saying, not that I'm really saying to do that. It's just my point is, you afraid of women. Shit. When a Mac leaves them women, all of them are sneaking off to the bathroom to see who could call him first and set up some kind of goddamn meeting. Or at least that's the way it should be. And at least that's the way you should think when you're dealing with that situation, even if that's not the case. I mean, I don't give a fuck what it, you know, I just give a fuck what I think. If you didn't know before, you know now that it's simply ridiculous the way you motherfuckers hide behind definitions. How do you expect to maintain a woman if you ain't aware of what the meaning of Mac or player is? If you're trying to be a Mac or a player, and why would you want it? God damn it, I got the hiccups. Why would you want to do that shit? I remember we used to catch dealers women. We would be go buy some cocaine or whatever. This motherfucker got a fine bitch in there with him. And we would talk a bunch of pimp shit while we was buying the blow. We knew what me and Tay. We would be dropping all kind of, you know, little sayings and shit. And that bitch would be just as listening and we wouldn't even be talking to her. We'd be talking to whoever the dealer is. And that motherfucking bitch at one point would contact one of us, whoever she liked. We knew that. So when you go into the dope man's house and you see a bitch, the thing is to turn your back to the bitch and talk a hell of shit to the motherfucking dope dealer about what you're doing, what you finna do, woo, woo, woo. And that bitch going to be excited as fuck because all that dope dealer doing is feeding that bitch dope. See, I just really hope there's a lot of curious motherfuckers out there tonight. And we may kick some game. You know, I ain't got but a few more minutes. But see, standing, I said we're just going to talk about standing on it. Standing on it means everything you do, the way you live, the way you feel, the way you talk, the way you think, the way you act, the way you walk, the way you catch a bitch, the way you pay your bills is all due to how you feel about the choice you made in life. If you feel the correct way, there's nothing you can do in life that you won't have this feeling promoting your moves. You just have to feel as if you have made many choices in your life and 99% of them was right. You just got to think like that. My male confidence courses are what will make you feel like that. It's not brain surgery. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand it. All you have to be is hungry and seeking a route to being an alpha man. That's all you need. And my shit will take you there. It makes you dig inside of your goddamn self and pull out all of that courage you ain't used in the past 10 years. And then it puts it at your fucking disposal. I have dudes who say they bought the first part and their lives change. But those same dudes call months later and are wondering why most of the women turn off from them. That's because my course covers the entire spectrum of having confidence. And they only bought the first part. And they learned so much from that first part, they thought they had confidence. But no, if you don't know how to use confidence, confidence will use you. And what they didn't know is confidence will be mistaken for arrogance and a lot of other things if you don't know how to use that newly acquired confidence correctly. I cover it all in the course, but I cover that shit specifically in part four of the course, of part one. I mean, part four of 1.0. I show you how to capitalize on having confidence. Because if you don't use it properly, I'm telling you, it's going to use you. In order to be down and dirty, you have to seriously commit to what you profess. If you are a man of integrity, you can't say one thing and do another. Okay, 831. What's up with you, bruh?
Hey, bud, this is D, calling in because I've ordered your confidence course before, but for some reason I'm not able to access them right now. I'm wondering if we could, how could I get
on? Hey, man, check it out. I changed, every once in a while, I changed the links. So what you got to do is send the email that I sent you that have the course on it with the links you can't access. Send it to me.
All right.
And it'll prove to me that you bought the shit, and I have no problem resending you the shit, man.
All right. I got another question for you. You added stuff to your library, and I want to get it the same way I got your course originally, which is I send you a money order. Can I still send it to the Vallejo?
No. If you want to, hold up, man. Listen, you got to hit my ass rosebud at gmail.com, and then we'll talk and share this information. But I got you, bro, so don't worry.
All right. I'm gonna make sure I do that tonight, bud. I like to thank you for all you're doing.
Hey man, make sure you do. Hey, make sure you do, and I got you, bro. Don't worry, as long as you got that receipt, I got you.
All right. Hey, thank you, buddy. Hey, and your original ones, and I got your second ones. They both came out good, man. I like what you're doing out here, and I really enjoy your show. I don't really have much time to call in. I always listen to it later on, but it's real good shit. Thank you.
All right, bro. Thank you, man. Be cool, man. Later.
For sure.
You know it.
Hey.
See, excuse me. Dudes are men and they're comfortable being in their skin. They don't need to get definitions for what he wants them to achieve. And unless there is something he doesn't know, he won't need to look up shit. And what he don't know, as far as the definition or the actual word, may not interest him enough to look it up. But me, I will look it up. I'm going to Google it. I don't care. If I don't know what it is, I'm taking the time to Google it, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is, a motherfucker that knows that he's going to do whatever it is that he want to do, it won't really fucking matter to him what shit means or is he doing the right thing. Because listen, if I'm doing something and in the end it turns out to be the absolute wrong thing to do, while it's going on, I'm going to be thinking, man, I wonder, is this the wrong thing to do? Fully knowing that it could be the wrong thing to do. But when I think it's what I should do, I'm going to say to myself, well, if it is, I'm going to just have to accept what happens. And that just pushes me forward. And I'm fortunate, and I hardly ever have ran into, you know, something that blew up in my face, so to say. I'm pretty lucky in that regard. So, it's like that because I'm sure about whether or not I'm down. I mean, if you know you down, then a lot of things are going to be clearer to you. So, you didn't chose the lifestyle of a pimp, man. So, you're going to live, you know, you're going to live it as long as you have life. And just by doing what real pimps do, you're going to have a flair that attracts women, and it's going to make, you know, most men jealous and insecure when they're around you. Now, seeing through muddy water and spotting dry land simply means nothing can surprise you. Because you're looking for shit. You look for trouble. And the reason you're doing that is so you can avoid it. You try to spot, you know, jackers. You look for a bitch, not for a bitch, but you look for bitch shit when you're dealing with dudes. In your house, you can see in a phone call that problems are about to occur, and you're going to have a way to handle it before you even hang up. I mean, you won't be one of those dudes who wait for a little problem to occur. You know, that's one thing my past women and my wife had in common. They all appreciated the fact that I saw shit coming and most times thwarted it from happening. Women respect that kind of shit. Hey, look, we ain't got but a couple of minutes left. And if any of you have anything you want to ask, you can. I mean, of course, I ain't finna wait no long time. But if you know, I'm finna play. My motherfucking. Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night in the club. Will you stay down tonight? And will you come up? Are
right, you guys. I'm out.